Aleishur Chelek Beis Daf Chaf Aleph. Perek Yishon, the first chapter. Adam min hatera minayin. The concept of Adam, the individual, the fulfilled and perfect person min hatera minayin. What is the source in the Torah for this? Biritzenenu lachnis beferek zeh ha'adam lesoch shetach hariyah shelanu. What we wish to do in this chapter is to take the concept of Adam into our field of vision. Loike harikava shel kochos midos patim. Not as a conglomerate of individual powers and forces and proclivities. Ela keval tzuras Adam, but rather as a whole, as a person who possesses the overall form of a mensch. Betziur shimemu lemishu tzarich lias Adam, by way of illustration, if somebody is told, you need to be a mensch, shiavin mize, shenidresha mimenu hanaga mesuyemes haruyal Adam, that he should understand that what is being required of him is a certain type of conduct which is appropriate for an Adam. Im einanu mabat klalize, if we lack this overall perspective, yitachen shemerov peratim einanu ro'im es haklal. It's quite possible then that due to the numerous details, we will fail to see the whole. Kemi shemerov eitzim einanu ro'im es hayar. Exactly like a person about whom we say that he doesn't see the forest for the trees. V'inei meforash hu batira. It's explicit in the Torah. Ze sefer toildois Adam, ben azay omer ze klal godoil batira. Hatira kedusha mesaperes lanu mai tzuras Adam ha'amitis. The Torah relates to us the real form of an Adam. Adam harishoin, noyach, ha'avois, ha'shevotim, Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom, Aharon ha'kohen. Ul umasam, in contrast, Kayin, Yishmoel, Esav, Lavan, Paroi, Bil'am. Those are not Adam. Ulam hanovi shegilanu biyoyiser tzuras Adam uYechezkel. The prophet who revealed to us more than anyone else the overall form of Adam is the prophet Yechezkel. Hu hayechidi mikol hanevi'im shehakadosh baruch hu kiro'i tamid ben Adam. He is the one who is distinguished by the fact that in his sefer, Hakadosh Baruch Hu refers to him as ben Adam. Hava nizboinen besiras Adam shebiyechezkel. Let us look at the concept of Adam, the teachings of Adam in Yechezkel. Lama nika Yechezkel ben Adam? Why is he referred to by Hakadosh Baruch Hu as ben Adam? Rashi mavi al ze shnei te'amim. Rashi suggests two reasons. Ben Adam kuyre li Yechezkel mitoch shira'a ha-merkava, because Yechezkel saw the merkava, that vision at the beginning, described in the beginning of the book of Yechezkel. He saw the chariot. Ha'ilech ben b'nei aliyah mishtamesh ba kimalachim lo'imar en kan yelud isha el hazeh, to indicate the only human being is Yechezkel, this person. All the others, he was in the environment, in proximity to malachim. That's one idea. He's called ben Adam because he earned such high understanding. He saw such great and elevated concepts. So he's called Ben Adam to indicate he was the only human being in that environment. Then Rashi continues, Veli nir'e, it seems to me, shelo yikra'o Ben Adam ela bishvil shelo tehe da'ato yirechava alav. The Rashi referred to him as Ben Adam so that he should not become arrogant. Mitoch sheya gas liboy b'mar'e merkava uvei mleches elyonim. Because he became familiar, gas liboy, Yechezkel became familiar with the whole concept of merkava and the malachim. So in order to keep him humble, he was called Ben Adam. Gam b'Shabbes Peites Amud Aleph Meva'er Rashi Kach Ma She'nemar Shem Al Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom. Rashi uses the same ideas to explain what it says about Moshe Rabbeinu. She'ala la'morim lekabel Torah. Moshe ascended on high to receive the Torah. Yisvakach im ha'malachim, and he debated the malachim. Ve'acharei she'nitzach oisam, after he defeated them in the debate, kol echad nasa lo oyhev, they became close to him. Umasar lo yidavar, each malach gave him something. Shenema, the pasuk says in Tehillim Sameches, Olisa lamarim shavis ashevi lokachta matanois ba'adam. You ascended on high, you took captives, so to speak, and they gave you gifts ba'adam. Because you are Adam, that's why they gave you the gifts. And Rashi says, as reward, as remuneration for the fact that they humiliated you. Adam, they called you Adam. formed of dust, Lashon Shiflus, which connotes humility and lowliness. כאשר הכוזרי מתאר גדלוסו של הכלל ישראל, הנקרס כבר כאן בעולם הזה. When the כוזרי describes the greatness of כלל ישראל already here in עולם הזה, הוא כיסב, והיא מכם מי שיעמוד לפוני ומי שיעלה לשמיים, there are some of you who ascend on high, כאשר יולכים בין המלאכים, וקוראים להם המלאכים בן אדם, and the מלאכים refer to them as בן אדם, כדי להכירם בין המלאכים העומדים בשיח המינות, to distinguish them from the מלאכים among whom they stood. והכוונה היא למשה רבינו עליו השלום ויחזקאל. The Kuzari is referring to משה רבינו יחזקאל, who, so to speak, traveled among the מלאכים. הרי רבי יהודה הלוי מבאר תואר בן אדם, he explains the title of בן אדם כתואר של גדלוס, as a term that connotes greatness, כפירוש הראשון ברש"י, like the first explanation that Rashi gives in Sefer Yechezkel. שני הפירושים של בן אדם, these two explanations of the term בן אדם, הם בגדר אילו ואילו דברי אלוקים חיים. כי באמת האדם כולל שני הכותבים ביחד. In truth, man contains both of these poles, both of these extremes. ההשגה הגדולה המגיעה עד למרכבה העליונה. Extreme, great knowledge and perception that goes all the way to a knowledge of the Merkava, of Hashem's chariot, וההכנעה והשפלוס של הגוף מאדמה, and the submission and humility that comes from having a body which is entirely physical. זוהי מהוסי האמיתיס של האדם, that's the real essence of a human being, שהוא נמתח בין שני כותבים אלה. He's stretched between these two poles. בכוחוי להגיע להשגויס עצומויס. It is within his capacity to reach enormous perception. וכל אשר יסעלה יוסף בהשגה, but the point is that the greater he grows in knowledge, הוא נכנע יוסף בדעתוי. The more humble he must become. האיש מוישה, and the primary example of this is משה רבינו, האיש מוישה, the Torah calls him, אשר תמונס השם יביט, he sees the vision of השם במראה ולא בחידויס, that's the greatest compliment given to him that he was able to see in his nevuah what nobody else saw. His nevuah was unsurpassed. Anav mikol adam asher al pnei adama. Not coincidentally, that same person is the humblest person on earth. Lochen gam Yechezkel anavi hu ben adam bishnei hamuvanim. Therefore, Yechezkel, who also had the supreme vision of Hashem, is also called ben adam in the two senses, behasaga uvehachna, both in terms of the greatness of his vision and his humility. יחזקאל הוא הנביא אשר גילה לכלל ישראל. יחזקאל is a prophet who revealed to כלל ישראל. This is a pasuk in יחזקאל, פרק ל"ד. ואתן צויני, צוין מרעיסי, you the Jewish people are my flock, אדם אתם. You are אדם. And the famous Gemara of Amos, דף סמך א', אתם קרויין אדם, ואין עקום קרויין אדם. You are called אדם. The goyim are not. לפי דרכנו נבין, according to our approach in this chapter, we understand, כי בפנימיוס זהו ההבדל בין ישראל ואומי ישראלם. On a deeper level, this is the key distinction between the Jews and אומי ישראלם. גם אומי ישראלם יכולים להגיע לגילויים גדולים ועמוקים. אומי ישראלם can also reach great and deep insights into הקדוש ברוך הוא, אבל אין הם מביאים אישם לכלל ענווה והכנעה. But those victories, those perceptions, do not bring them to humility and submission. In brackets, באמס אינם יכולים להגיע להשגויס הגבויס שזכו להן חכמי ונביאי ישראל. The truth is that they cannot reach the same high perceptions that חכמי ונביאי ישראל attained, כי לאומו ישראלם אין נקודס הקדושה הפנימיס, because אומו ישראלם are lacking that inner point of sanctity שישנה לנשמויס ישראל, that a Jewish נשמה has. אבל סייף, but at the end of the day, הם מסוגלים לעמוד על דברים עמוקים וגדולים מאוד. They can attain very deep and very great insights. Hu asher amru chazal, and this idea is conveyed by chazal, this idea of the essential difference between Jews and non-Jews. Omar leim hakadosh baruch hu l'Yisrael, choishkani bachem, I desire you, I love you, shafilu b'sha'a sheni mashpi alechem gedula, even when I bestow upon you greatness, atem mema'atim atzmechem lefanai, you humble yourselves before me. Nosati gedula le'avraham, I gave greatness to Abraham. His response was, I'm but dust and ashes. Amru v'nachnuma. When I gave greatness to Moshe and Aaron, they responded, v'nachnuma, who are we? What are we? Le David, Omar v'nechi seilas v'le ish. When I gave greatness to David, his response was, I'm but a worm. Aval umoy seilam einan ken. Umoy seilam are not so. Nosati gedola le Nimrod. I gave greatness to Nimrod. Oma hava nivne lanu ir. He wanted to build a city and to battle with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Le faroi. Omar mi Hashem, Shema Mikoloi. He responded by saying, who is this Hashem that I should listen to? Le Sancheiriv, Omar mi Bechol Elohi Aratzeis. Who among all the gods is like me? Linvuchad Netzar, Omar Erele Al Bomo Se'av. He responded by saying, I'm going to ascend to the clouds and rule the universe. Le Chiram Melech Tzor, I gave him greatness. Omar Moshav Elohim Yashavti Belev Yamim. Each one of these leaders, when given greatness, instead of finding humility, succumb to arrogance. This is a Gemara in Chulin Daf Peites. Harei lagoyim yesh tzelem elokim, vehev tzelem elokim, yesh lem sechel v'dibur, they have all the necessary faculties, speech, intellect. Ach etzlam nifradois ha'asagois shel ha'sechel ma'amides shebalev. But the attainments of the mind are kept distinct from the midois in the heart. Seichel lechud u'midois lechud. By them, it's separate intellect on the one hand, midos on the other. Uvaruru, what's clear is ha'ichud ben sechel u'midos, the unification, the fusion of intellect and midos, ben hasaga ve'achna'a, between attainment and submission, meshane legamrei es ha'mabat shelanu aleihem, it totally transforms our perspective on them. Ka'asher hasaga sichlis mevi'a lidei anava, when intellectual attainments bring a person to humility, mevinim she'asechel u'kli lehashra'a ilois. We understand that the mind is then an instrument for a divine flow. When's a stam intelligence? It's not mere intelligence. Ve'ha'adam be'achna'asoy, when a person is humble, re'es kol mahusoy, sees his entire essence, ki'chli lekabalas shef elyoin, as a utensil to receive an outpouring from above. It does not fall into the trap of koichi ve'oitzim yadi also le'esachayil hazeh. Adam atem, Yechezkel says to the Jewish people, atem kiroin Adam, you are called Adam, ve'in akum kiroin Adam, and the Gentiles are not referred to as Adam. Kiroin, what does it mean called? Kloimar, etzel haklal Yisrael yatzat tzuras Adam el hapoyal bishlei Musa. By klal Yisrael, this idea is fulfilled in practice. Mashenken umay seilam, not so by the Gentiles, she'etzlam tzuras ha'adam bechoyach, they have the potential, the raw material for Adam. Yesh lehem tzelem sechel u'midois, as we said above, they have tzelem elokim, intellect, midois, aval enam me'achadim oisam, they don't unify these things together. U'beferud ze nish'ara shleimus Adam rak bechoyach. With this separation, perfection remains only as a potential, it's never actualized. This separation between the intellect and the midos diminishes the individual, and destroys and corrupts both the intellect and the midos. We haven't gone far enough with Teiras Adam of Yechezkel Anavi. The depth of this teaching is rooted in Maaseh Merkava itself. Hari hura'a, what did Yechezkel see? This is a pasuk in the first chapter. Demus kiseh, says Yechezkel, the appearance of a throne. Ve'al demus hakiseh, and on this appearance of a throne, demus kemar'e adam alav milmala. Some appearance, something like a being. It is worthwhile to look at what Rashi says on that pasuk in Yechezkel. Says the author, first of all, to make this point clear, aleinu ladas baze klal gadol, we have to understand a fundamental rule over here. Kol asher ra'u ha-nevi'im, whatever the Nevi'im saw, einoi atzmu sois barach, is not the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki be'atzmu sois leis machshava tfisa ba klal uchlal. No human being can grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. Ve'gam shem ein le'atzmu sois barach, nor does his essence have a name. Ve'afilu shem havaya baruch hu, even that name, the four-letter name of Hashem, einoi shem atzmi, is not a real name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Hashem Amisiches le Midois Sav Yisborach. It's a name that relates to some of his Midois Sheisan Ratzah Legalos Levoim, that he wished to reveal to his created beings. Bevadai Midois Sav Yisborach Ve'atzmusoy En Achdus Gmora. Certainly Hashem's Midois and his essence are one, oneness, unique oneness. Ki Midois En Bivchinas Shel Heves HaKeshura BeGacheles. Hashem's Midois are like the flame which is connected to the coal. They cannot be said to be distinct. The flame is attached to the coal. It's really one thing. Vasula fidbenim, one cannot separate them. Mikol makom atzmusei zbarach l'ro nevi'im. The bottom line is, one should not, when reading this pasuk in Yechezkel, be mistaken to think that the nevi'im could see Hashem's essence. Still, ulam, gadol me'od giluyei shel Yechezkel. No doubt Yechezkel's revelation was very great. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu legalois al yadoy remimus ha'adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reveal through Yechezkel the greatness of man. Im al dmus ha'kiseh, ra'ah Yechezkel dmus kemer'eh adam alav milmala. If on this appearance of a throne Yechezkel saw something that resembles a human being atop, hare kol ma'usah shel adam milemati, then that tells us that the essence of man here below, he shu mizdameh l'adam lemala, that he resembles that concept of Adam above. How great is a human being that he can resemble his creator? Who are Shamu Chazal? That's what Chazal say. Ra'asa shifcha alayam, ma shelo ra'a Yechezkel ben Buzi. The simplest maidservant at the sea saw what even Yechezkel ben Buzi did not see, the famous Mechilta. Ma ra'u, what is it that they saw? Ze Eili. Hir'u alav be'etzba, say Chazal. They could, so to speak, point. Ze is a demonstrative pronoun. Ze Eili. And what is the consequence of this? Ze'ili ve'anveihu. When they had such a great revelation, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the consequence is ve'anveihu. Chazal explained, hevei doimelo. Resemble him, emulate him. Mahu rachum, afata haye rachum v'chanun. Just like Hashem is compassionate, so too you should be compassionate, etc. From Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. V'rashi sham, Rashi explains, v'lashon ve'anveihu, the concept of the word ve'anveihu, connotes ani vehu, I and he. Esetzmi kemoisoi, I am to make myself, I commit myself to make myself like he is, lehizdabeg bidrachav, to cleave to Hashem's ways. Says the author, lo yal chinam naktu Chazal kan davka Yechezkel ben Buzi. It's not by coincidence that Chazal use here specifically Yechezkel ben Buzi when they say, ra'asa shifcha alayam, mashalora Yechezkel ben Buzi. They could have said, mashalora anevi'im, in general. But they specifically said that the Shifcha saw what Yechezkel ben Buzi did not see. Ki hu shegila hademus kem'adam alav milmal. Because he is the one who reveals that appearance, something like a human being above on the throne. V'ra'asa sham shifcha l'yam, what the Shifcha saw by the splitting of the sea. Ki tachlis abriyahu, she'adam izdameh l'yisborach. That the purpose of creation is that man should resemble his creator. If Hashem chooses to reveal himself in the form of a human being, we will understand then that it is within our capacity to resemble him. Whatever Yechezkel saw that resembled a human being, this is definitely part of the secrets of the Torah. We're not going to be involved in nistarois. We fear speaking about such concepts. The Mefashim ain't a mevarim b'zedavan. The Mefashim keep silent. Rak haMalbim megalenu tefach. The Malbim reveals a tiny bit over here. Vechosav ki Yechezkel ra'asham chokma bina v'das. What Yechezkel saw atop of the throne is chokma bina v'das. Umidois haChesed haGivura v'Tiferes. Those midois. The first three midos are what Hashem used to create the world. Kakasuv, as the psukim say in Mishlei, Hashem bechokhma yosad oretz. He used chokhma to found the earth. Koinen shamayim bisvuna. He used tevuna or bina to establish the heavens. Bedatoi toimois nivko. He used das to connect the two. So that's chokhma bina vedas. Uvshalosh acharonos, the three latter ones, achesed, givura, vatiferes, who is Barach Manhig Salam, uses those to guide the world. Ha'adam lemata yachoil vechayav lizdamois l'adam shelemala. As we said, the human being here below can and must resemble that form of a human being above. Gam aleinu livnoses oilameinu bechokhma bina vedas. We too have to build our world, our inner world, with chokhma bina and das. Ul hanhigoyen, to guide, to run our lives bechesed adin verachamim. Zeu ha'adam ha'amiti. That's a true human being. Hasaga gvoa ushlemus b'midos. Great perception and understanding, and perfection in midos. Kasher Yechezkel gila lanu shoresh ha'adam b'goev hazeh. When Yechezkel reveals to us the root of a human being, such a tremendous height. Anu lo yimdim mikan al rememus ha'adam ki no yira'ay me'oid. We learn that a human being is very great and exalted. In the coming chapters, we'll discuss his greatness. Kan what Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, shelo al ma'amar Chazal, and his explanation about Chazal's statement in Chagigah Daf Hei, afilu sicha kala shben ish ve'ishtoi magidim le'adam ish asadim. Even the most insignificant conversation, chat, between a man and his wife is related to a person, Bish Asadin, Shneemar. Chazal quote here this pasuk in Amois, Perek Daled, Magid la'adam Masei Choy. Chazal darshan Masei Choy. Hainu, what this means is, Shemegalim la'adam Bish Asadin, what is revealed to a human being at the time of judgment is, Es Soid Hadibur Sheitze Mipiv, the power of speech that emanates from his mouth. Ad Heichan Humagia, how far it goes, ki kol ha'olam es teluyim boy. All the worlds depend on it. Shekol hanhagasam lefi ma'ase adam hanhagasam. Those worlds above are dependent on the behavior and speech of human beings below. Hare bish'as adin, what's happening is that at the time of judgment, magidim la'adam mahu adam. A human being is told what it is that he was. What is a human being? How great he is that his conduct and speech determine everything that happens in all the worlds. Anachnu b'cheshbon nafshenu, when we conduct a cheshbon nefesh, u'imdim ala peratim b'masinu, what we normally do is ascertain certain details of our conduct, u'mischatim alayim, and we regret them. Aches adam b'roim memusa inen roim klal, but we fail to see the overall picture of the human being. Mamash kimishen ro'es sayar merovitzim, literally like somebody who doesn't see the forest for the trees. It's quite possible, and it would be tragic. Only when a person comes to Din Shamayim for his entire lifetime, only then will he discover the great, the awesome greatness that he never knew about throughout his life. He spent his entire life with small headedness, with lowliness. May Hashem save us. Ein al kol ze itza acheres el shimush talmidei chachomim. The one counsel that one can give for this, the one piece of advice is shimush talmidei chachomim, a close association with talmidei chachomim. Ki gadol shimushah yaseh milimudah, as Chazal says in Barachos Dav Zayin, shimush is greater than limud. Ve'omar Rabbi Yochanan, mai dichsiv. What is the meaning of this pasuk in Malachi, Perek Beis? Ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das, the lips of the kohen, God knowledge, v'turei yevakshu mipiu, and they seek Torah from his mouth, ki malach Hashem tzevakoisu, he is a malach. Says Rabbi Yochanan, im harav dome l'malach Hashem, if the teacher resembles a malach, yevakshu Torah mipiu, then you should seek Torah from his mouth. V'im lav al yevakshu Torah mipiu, otherwise do not seek Torah from his mouth. Think about it in Moed Katan, Daf Yud Zayin. מי שזכה לשמש תלמיד חכם כזה, הדומה למלאך השם. A person has the merit to have close association with a תלמיד חכם like that, who resembles a מלאך, who יודע מהו אדם. He will know what Adam is. He will not have to wait until the day of judgment to discover the great and awesome exaltedness of a human being in retrospect. He will know through his association with a תלמיד חכם how great, how profound every action that we do is, every word that we utter. Veloy alman Israel, the author here is paraphrasing a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Nun Aleph, veloy alman Israel, the Jewish people are not widowed, they're not bereft. Uvchol derech shesel HaKadosh Baruch Hu talmidei chachamim ka'el adomim b'malach Hashem. In every generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu places such talmidei chachamim who resemble a malach. Im rabim, im me'atim, whether few or many. Ve'af im me'atim hem, even if there are few. Yevakshuna Torah mipim, seek Torah from them, ve'yed'u ma'u adam, in order to know what is a human being. Ad kan.